further, the holy letter of the Rebbe in volume 5, letter number 1277. Baruch Hashem, this is also dated the 5th day of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius, Rav Chosid. Moreno Rav Ezer Aryeh Yichye, in the notes, they said his name is Jungreis. The Rebbe says, peace and blessing, he says, I have, with pleasantness, I have found out that with Hashem's help, they're organizing on Moshe Shabbos and Parshas Vayetze Amlava Malka in honor of you, and without a doubt that all those participants will come to support to the extent possible in your settling down in a fitting way, so that you can utilize your talents in leading a community in Israel, meaning amongst the Jewish people, to bring their hearts close to the Father in heaven. So the Rebbe says, I'm here expressing my blessing ahead of time for all those that will participate in this. And the Rebbe also is participating with his own contribution in the above, together with my blessing that very quickly you should settle down, you should come to Nucha V'Nachla in a good way, both physically and also spiritually and together. As we find in the end of the portion of Vayetze, it says, Yaakov went on his road, Yaakov al-Chadarkoi, Vayivgu b'machalach elikim, and then he was met by the angels of God, V'goymer, etc. That's Vayikra shem amokim machanoim. He called the place camps in a plural. Rashi explains two camps, the camp of outside of Israel, etc., and the camp of Eretz Yisrael. What is the lesson of all this? That also in the beginning, when Yaakov started his journey, started to walk on his way, so immediately he meets up with the angels of Elikim. And which means that as soon as you open up, even as the eye of a needle, Hashem says, I will open up as the entrance to the Ulam for in the Beis HaMikdash, and you are met with two camps. What does the two camps represent? Jewish life, in generally, is divided into two categories. The life of Eretz Yisrael. The life of Eretz Yisrael means the time that you dedicate, that you consecrate for Torah, study Torah, for prayer, for tefillah, and for the observance of mitzvahs. And then you have the life of Chutz Loritz. Those are the occupation and worldly matters. There too, one has to fulfill the saying of B'chol drachecha de'eyu, in all the ways you should know Hashem, even when you're doing ordinary stuff. As the Rambam explains in the beginning of the Laws of Deus and Tushchon Aruch, Erechaim Simrish Lamed Aleph. And in these two categories, we need Hashem's support. We need Sayaita D'Shemaya, which is given from our Father in Heaven with a good eye, Bayin Yofer. This support gives us the power and the strength to fulfill our mission in this world, that it is to illuminate the world and to bring it closer to that day in which Hashem says, "Bayoyim ahu yi Hashem echod ushma echod," He and His name will be one. Hashem will be one together with His name, one with blessings.